Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks. Not a good day for the San Diego Chargers, already reeling with the loss of running back Danny Woodhead, gone for the year with that fractured fibula. They learned late last night linebacker Manti Te'o has refractured his foot. He's going to be out anywhere 5 to 8 weeks. On top of that, late last night, the Chargers lost running back Marion Grice, the Arizona State draft pick whom they were prepared to take off the developmental squad. Somehow he got away. He signed a 2-year contract with the Arizona Cardinals. So the Chargers have only 2 running backs on their roster. They'll have to go outside the circle to find somebody. Amongst the veterans that are available, Michael Bush, ex-Raider and Bear, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, the former Patriot and Bengal, LaMichael James, the little running back from the San Francisco 49ers, and Evan Royster of the Washington Redskins. Not a good situation for San Diego. By the way, speaking of the Bolts, 6,000 tickets are still available for the Sunday game with Jacksonville. Weekend 3 was terrible in the NFL. The body bag count of injuries, unbelievable. Redskins had 9 players hurt in Sunday's game. The worst, cornerback D'Angelo Hall with a ruptured Achilles tendon. Their lead running back Alf Morris has a bruised knee. Linebacker Brian Orapko out with a dislocated finger. Pittsburgh lost 3 defensive starters. Jarvis Jones, their young linebacker, has gone on IR, needs immediate wrist surgery. Ike Taylor, their top cornerback, IR, he's got a fractured forearm, and now they lose first-round draft pick Ryan Shazier, the linebacker, he's got a knee injury. Carolina lost all 4 of its running backs on Sunday. Jonathan Stewart with a sprained knee, Mike Tolbert with a stress fracture of his leg, Fozzie Whitaker with a hamstring. And it may be the end of the career for star tight end Dennis Pitta of the Baltimore Ravens. He's dislocated his hip a second time. And in Detroit, they're shaking their head. They've lost their top linebacker, Stephen Tulloch, tore a knee ligament, hyperextended a knee while doing a celebration jumping up and down after a quarterback sack. Detroit Lions, by the way, have released veteran field goal kicker Nate Freeze after 4 missed field goals in the first 3 weeks of the season. They've signed Alex Henry of the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles cornerback Kerry Williams goes public and criticizes coach Chip Kelly, says he's burning the team out with extended long practices during the week. Monday Night Football, Chicago Bears jump all over the mistakes of New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith. Bears post a 27-19 win. Chicago scored 2 touchdowns in the first 5 minutes of the game. The Bear defense had 3 takeaways, 3 quarterback sacks in that victory. Michigan football coach Brady Hoke is under fire, says his program is not collapsing despite the fact they're 1-2, have not beaten a good team, and are 3-7 since last November. North Carolina coach Larry Fedora is under fire. His defensive coordinator may be about to get fired also. The aftermath of the Tar Heels' 70-41 loss to East Carolina. At UCLA, Brett Hundley's returned to practice wearing a brace on his hyperextended left elbow. Major League Baseball. The Padres keep playing and the Padres keep winning in a meaningless end-of-the-season run. They shut out the Colorado Rockies last night, 1-0. Rene Rivera with an RBI double. Eric Stoltz, 6 shutout innings. Padres have won 7 of 8. Here's a horrible number for you, though. Colorado has lost 35 of its last 40 games away from Coors Field. Robbie Erlin, Jorge De La Rosa, the pitching matchup tonight. Meanwhile, the Padres have shut down one of the aces of their staff, Tyson Ross, for the rest of the season. He's got ongoing soreness in his forearm. He finishes the year with a 13-14 record. Dodgers-Giants played into the middle of the night. Then Kevin Correa gave up 3 runs in the 13th inning. Dodgers lost to San Francisco 5-2 last night. Dodgers made 3 errors in the game. San Francisco will not go away. They're only 3.5 back in the pennant race. Huge game tonight. If the Giants win this thing, they got a chance to climb back in it. Zach Greinke against Giant 18-game winner Madison Bumgarner. Angels lost to the Athletics 8-4 last night. A's scored 6 runs in the first, 3 on a bases-loaded throwing error by David Freese. Elsewhere in baseball, the Atlanta Braves have fired their general manager Frank Wren. Ex-Texas and Cleveland GM John Hart takes over as the interim. Braves failing to make the playoffs for the 4th year in a row. Wren heavily criticized for huge free agent contracts he gave out that blew up in his face. It gave pitcher Derek Lowe a $60 million deal, BJ Upton a $75 million deal, strikeout-prone second baseman Dan Uggla a $62 million contract. Major League Baseball convened its Blue Ribbon Rules Committee late yesterday in New York Joe Torre, John Schierholz of Atlanta opened the meetings to talk about ways to speed up the game. Baseball games are averaging an all-time record long 3 hours and 18 minutes this season. And if you like baseball history, this is a bad one in Philadelphia. On this day in 1964, the first-place Phillies began a 10-game losing streak. They blew a 6.5-game lead in 12 days under manager Gene Mauch, lost the pennant. NBA basketball, new commissioner Adam Silver met extended time yesterday with the Players Association. They are reviewing the discipline procedures for players who might be involved in domestic abuse. In hockey, a week after he suffered a broken foot and will miss the start of the season, the Minnesota Wild have now suspended their star goaltender Josh Harding. Evidently, he broke his foot, kicking in a wall in a temper tantrum. Not good news in Detroit, already without Daniel Alfredson with back problems. Now they lose top draft pick Anthony Mantha, broke a leg in a scrimmage. He was a top player at the World Junior Hockey Championships this summer. And Philadelphia's lost its team captain Claude Giroux, maybe for the start of the season, severe groin injury. In golf, they're there. Team USA arrived in Scotland yesterday for practice rounds at Glen Eagles. Ryder's Cup competition against Great Britain begins Friday and then Saturday there. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.